Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Par, Raj.
Actually, I just got asked for a confirmation to go live, so now we are live. It now is Saturday, live. May 11th. We are here for Gigantic Pop, a special quick hit edition. Myself, Mr. Matt Morgan, the Blueprint, former WWE TNA star. Matt, how are you today?
Doing fantastic, in case you can't tell by my leathery looking face at the moment. I got beat up by the sun today because since 8:30 in the morning, my wife and I had throughout the first ceremonial girls softball and boys baseball pitches for Longwood Babe Ruth, their closing ceremony today in our city of Strongwood, as well as my son's special needs buddy ball league, a town over, that we had to do that game at, coach that game at 10. So I'm not joking, dude. The sun beats the crap out of me as I get older, and I'm so exhausted right now, but I'm still irate and I'm pissed off about what I witnessed last night on SmackDown concerning the booking of Jade Cargill.
Yes, and we'll get into that. You guys are pouring in. I want as many of you watching live to see this as possible, but we'll get into that in just a second. But Matt, I wanted to get your thoughts on this King of the Ring tournament. I feel like the female side, the Queen of the Ring, it's pretty fascinating. You got Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair on opposite sides of the bracket. Theoretically, they could meet in the SmackDown finals before going to the finals. I don't see that happening. I think it's way too soon. I see Tiffany Stratton getting upset over Bianca. What do you think so far?
What's the other one? We got Stratton, we got Bianca, we got Jade. Who's the other?
So right now, Lyra Valkyria, Io Sky, Shayna Baszler, let me double check this. What's going on this weekend? It's Please. LA Knight versus Santos Escobar is happening this weekend. Rey Mysterio versus Kofi Kingston, Zelina Vega versus Shayna Baszler, and Lyra Valkyrie. Someone in the chat, help me out. Lyra Valkyrie and regardless, she's I'm pretty sure she's moving forward. So the second round King of the Ring matches are looking like Carmelo Hayes versus Randy Orton on the guy's side. Ooh. Jey Uso versus, it's probably going to be Ilya Dragunov. Tama Tonga versus the winner of Santos Escobar versus LA Knight. And Ooh. Then Gunther versus the winner of Kofi Kingston versus Rey Mysterio. And it is Jey Uso versus Ilya Dragunov. Sorry, I was looking at the wrong thing. So So I'm guessing Rey Mysterio wins over Kofi Kingston. LA Knight definitely is beating Santos Escobar. So Tama Tonga versus LA Knight likely, and Gunther versus either Kofi Kingston or Rey Mysterio on the guy's side.
So for the guy's side, I'd have LA Knight win this. It's a title without a title. It's very easy. They do nothing with King of the Ring. We saw that with how they treated Woods, right? So it's an easy, just acclamation to add to, accreditation to add to his file, right? Without giving him a real title for now, although they should. But nonetheless, on the girl side, I said it from day one, you don't put Jade Cargill in this tournament if she's not built to win it.
She has to win it.
Has to. And again, it doesn't hurt the others if they don't win it. It just doesn't. Bianca Belair is a multi-time world champion at this point. She's already up here as it gets, right? So it doesn't hurt nobody by having Bianca win. But please, can we get into the booking of Bianca Belair on SmackDown? Please.
Yeah, with Jade Cargill. And
yes.
We're already at 200 people watching. Sorry. 200 people watching live. Me and Matt were talking before we went off on the air. I just got back from the gym. I normally don't dress like this on this podcast. That's why we're running late. So my apologies. Well, me and Matt switched clothes today. But this is about Matt. We were texting this morning. He had some thoughts. I agree 100% regarding Jade Cargill. When I saw Jade Cargill's match last night, I was like, oh, she looked really good. But as you said, and I'm going to let you go, I'm going to let you take the floor. Maybe it wasn't booked correctly.
Before we begin, your punishment for starting this late, you have to hit a double bicep flex real quick. Go.
Yeah.
Look at that. Meltzer, eat your heart out, Dave Meltzer. All right. So, let me riff here if I could. So I've been saying this from day one. When you have a project, and that's not an insult, it's a compliment. To be a project for WWE is not an insult. It's a freaking compliment. It's a multi-billion dollar industry and company and conglomerate. So if they see dollar signs in you and they're supposed to bring you along slowly, what a great honor that is. So this isn't crapping on Jade. It's quite the opposite. It's me being her biggest fanboy, if I'm being real, especially for her potential. And I said it from day one that Jade Cargill should never sell for the first 365 days that she started in this company on national television. That's why WWE put her in a tag team with Bianca Belair, because the way that gimmick works, everyone's like, oh, they're like the Road Warriors. They're this unstoppable tag team, and they're this. Yes, they are. But they were not joined at the hip to be a tag team to be, like I said, the Rock and Roll Express or Midnight Express or the Road Warriors. Not at all. They were joined to be a tag team to explode and eventually go against each other, because they both are so dominating independently on their own in singles. And to see them as a team is like, again, the Avengers coming together. It's crazy. And they're unbeatable, unstoppable, unbumpable is the way it should be if I book them, but I'll digress. So I'm watching Jade on SmackDown working Piper. How do I say it?
Piper Niven.
Piper Niven. Who's another one that is a big, strong woman in her own regard. I don't care how big and strong she is. She's not bigger and stronger than how you're supposed to be booking Jade at this moment. And because Jade is still green, I'm not saying that in a disrespectful manner. I'm saying that in the manner of, I was in those shoes at one point, being teamed with Brock Lesnar. And folks are going, yeah, Matt, why would they have you be the heater for Brock? Brock doesn't need a heater. Because it was for my own edification. It was for my own education to learn on the fly on house shows. When it was time for our tag matches to happen, I could sit on the apron, watch Brock sell for mid-card talents, not just main event talents, and learn something on how to work big ball at the same time, learning how to register first. And then after registering, then eventually how to sell. And it's not something you can learn overnight. It's the hardest art to learn. The bigger and the more strong and more jacked you are, the harder it is to learn, I'll argue. So you need repetition, repetition, repetition. Not on television, though. You don't show those reps on television. And if you all saw it, the only places Jade shows she's green is when it's time to sell. Watch her facial expressions. You can see it, guys. When it's time for her to fight back, you can see the opponent calling for her to fight back, and she's trying to do the best she can listening to her opponent. The problem is her opponent more times than not don't have that much experience to be calling this match, to be calling when to have Jade start to create a hope spot and start to fire up on her. And this is where house shows come in so friggin' handy. Jade Cargill, moral of the story, should not be selling for anybody. She should not be selling for anybody. I don't give a crap who it is on that roster. Nobody should be getting over on Jade Cargill on offense. As soon as Jade's, if it's a singles match, like we just saw with Piper Niven on SmackDown, as soon as the bell rings, pump kick to the face, thanks for coming, 1, 2, 3, end the match. That's it. That's all it should be. Nothing more, nothing less. And then if you want to add a couple more things on top of it, the next match and so on and so forth, as you crescendo through her career, okay. She should not sell for the first 365 days because she not just looks the part, she screams the part in other ways that other women on that roster do not. I'm sorry. And so if that's what you have with Jade Cargill being the superhero and you're calling her Storm and all this other stuff, then flipping treat her that way. Don't be having her being picked up and powerbombed and nuked like Piper Niven was doing to her the other night. Piper Niven, no disrespect to her, that's not where your money is in right now. And until WWE books her differently and tells me differently. We've seen how they've booked her. They don't book her as some strong, domineering future world heavyweight champion. They just don't. That's how they've been booking Jade. So why would you have her come off her feet at all? Oh, well, Matt, if you look at the two of them side by side, I mean, Piper Niven is their size. Then guess what? The match should not have ever been against Piper Niven at all then. At all. They shouldn't have gone down that road at all then. And it's no disrespect to Piper. It's disrespect to the booking. You guys have a conglomerate, that's not the right word. You have another Glamazon on your hand who I'll argue is way more physically impressive than Beth Phoenix, a girl that I grew up training with in OVW at the time. Love her to pieces, but I'm sorry, Jade Cargill is her own island altogether. We ain't never seen nothing like her before. I'm sorry, I'm not exaggerating. That ain't hyperbole. That's right on the money. And any other person that even has a semblance of a clue about pro wrestling and how to book will tell you the damn same thing. Okay. I was shocked by this. I was shocked by how much they had her sell. And again, it's not just they had her sell. It's the fact that she's not ready in her experience level to sell appropriately. So what happens is, Raj, you put her in these predicaments where she's showing her inexperience on the selling side of the business, which hurts her double more. So when it's time for her to get up on offense and kick ass and take names, and she looks like she knows what she's doing on that part, it minuses from that because we just saw her 2 minutes ago looking lost in the match. Stop making her sell, WWE. That's not what you're paying her to be there for.
Except for live events, right? You think she should be at live events, correct?
Only unfilmed live events. Yes, and people have their cameras out, and that'll be fine. But it, as far as WWE recording it, putting it on their weekly television show, freak no, no, no.
Now you know this better than any of us. Is there a difference between selling at a live event as opposed to selling on TV? Like things you've got to do differently. So does it help her to sell some on TV just to get her more and more experienced with that?
Great question. So how are you going to be doing tests of strength with somebody Jade size, right? You're going to be doing things like that. And you're but no matter what, where you are, house show or televised event, you're supposed to play to the person that's way up in the euchre seats, way up, I'm so old, way up folks in the nosebleed sections. That's how you're supposed to pantomime your selling for those folks to see you, okay? And they shouldn't need the gimmicktron to see your facial expression because your body language is to be overdoing it so much that they all the way up in the nosebleeds can see how you're feeling by your body language being over-accentuated, right? So, again, no, there's no difference on that. I would argue on that front. But again, that's not what happened here, Raj. They put her on SmackDown, and they had her selling to Piper Niven a good chunk of that match. The tackle spot in the beginning, that's my spot. That's like my big mean abyss. That's me in... Heidenreich, that's me and all these other big guys I've had to do that with over the years. And it's boring, I know it is. But there's a reason for it, because we were still very inexperienced. And if my gimmick is my height, my size, my weight, being 330 pounds, whatever, then I'm going to be damned if the dude don't come off their feet, right? Mm-hmm. So I know Piper Niven might be thicker or bigger, whatever you want to call it, right? Strong, whatever. Again, she should not have been in the ring with Piper Niven to begin with, in my opinion. I would not put anybody in the ring with, let me be clear, I would not put anybody in the ring with Jade Cargill in a singles match at this moment, unless it's a cruiserweight style of woman or female. That's it. And let her freaking ping pong, whoever the hell that is, all over the ring. And it has to be done within a minute. Not because she can't go longer, but because we're not paying her to go longer if I'm WWE.
Right. You're not want her paying... to be Goldberg.
Bro, yes. Not Ricky Morton. No. No, I don't want Ricky Morton reaching out. Come on, let me hear y'all. I need to hear you. I need some energy, folks. Come on, Kentucky Inn. I need to hear y'all. Come on. No. No. We need a monster, a beast. That is Jade Cargill. She was born and bred to be that beast, to be the Storm, as they promote her as. They got in their own way the other night. It really pissed me off. It bothered me a lot.
Yeah. And to your point, next week is going to be Jade versus Nia Jax. And you've got to think she's probably, if she's selling this much for Piper Niven, she's going to be selling that much more for Nia. And it also seems too soon to be doing Jade versus Nia. That should be on a pay-per-view. And they want to do big things for Saudi. Isn't going to be in Saudi. It's going to be on SmackDown. But it just seems too soon, right?
Of course it is. That's a pay-per-view match in of itself. The woman that came in, and if I'm Nia Jax, I'm playing it like I was not expecting you. I've been the biggest bully in this yard from day one. I see we got another bully here in this schoolyard, but you ain't got the experience I got, sister. And I'd play that angle if I was Nia Jax. And they could have a really good build to that match that should be at a major PLE or a major match in of itself. It should not just be some bullshit qualifying thing. Mm-hmm.
I mean, they could always do something where they end up brawling to the back. They're both out.
What's going to have to happen. Let me be clear. If Jade does not win this entire Queen of the Ring, it's because of what you just said. Double count out. They both go through a table together. Something weird like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, then why put her in it? Why put her in it, dude? She's not ready for us. Am I saying? I want to be clear because people are going to be like, oh, you don't think she's good then? Why do you like her so much? It's not that I don't think she's good. It's that, again, right now she needs to show the one dimension that brought her to the dance, which is offensive personified. Stuff we've never seen a female, and I will argue a male, ever do. You saw what she did at Mania. Yeah. At Backlash. Mm-hmm. Did you see her finish?
Yeah. I mean, I think
that.
We're on the same page, like where a lot of fans are expecting her. Like, how many moves is she doing? No one cares. You're building a star.
No,
you know, like that's not what you have all these other wrestlers that you have for the moves. She's special, you know,
and your eyes don't come off of her. I don't mean it in a pervy sense. I mean that in guy, girl, dog, cat, any sex of eyes that are on that TV screen. I'm telling you, my Labrador too. Like, nobody's eyes will come off the screen when she's on your screen because we've not seen anything like that before.
And we have been saying this since she was in AEW. This is not something new. Yes. We've been saying this for years.
Yes, sir.
She's a movie star. She's got that it factor that transcends beyond wrestling. It's nothing new. So,
There ain't no Jade Cargill, another Jade Cargill growing on a tree somewhere. No way.
No. Yeah, absolutely. She's you know,
one of one. In a,
yeah, exactly. Peter Bahi with the $5 super chat. What do you think our wives are thinking about us talking about pro wrestling on a Saturday while other men are taking ditches? Hey, life is good.
Well, Peter, I'm helping improve my city. What are you doing?
That is true.
I was playing Peter.
That's all with love, Peter.
Yes, Pete.
Good friend of the show. Another good friend of the show is Teller Justin Lopez, $9.99 super chat. It's too early for Jade and Bianca to touch. Agreed 100%. I see Stratton beating Bianca in the next round. The finals are shaping up to be Jade versus EO and Orton versus Gunther. And yes, in Saudi Arabia, you want the biggest matches possible. Yeah. Obviously, Jade versus Bianca can't be that because they're both on the SmackDown side. The next biggest match, I agree, is Jade versus EO. Matt, what the hell? You're a Yankees fan.
Okay, but real Yankees fan, before we start winning World Series again, since like Don Mattingly, Dave Winfield, Ricky Henderson, early 80s. So, yes, I am, proudly.
And what do you think about Jade and Bianca?
Boy. He's right. They should not be touching, obviously. Mm-hmm. Bianca, we had a super chat the other day, like, hey, this buries the tag titles for the women's division of having these two girls in this Queen of the Ring tournament. I didn't see it at first, but it doesn't necessarily bury the tag team titles as much as it does those that are holding it, because let's say neither one of them win. Bianca, yes, she can afford a loss because she's so flipping over. Right. She just is. I'm sorry. She just is.
She's a top star.
She just really is a top star. Made of that track. Yes. But she can afford a loss. It'll help Tiffany Stratton out greatly to beat her. It would. So for that, I get that. But again, I don't understand why Jade Cargill is in this at all if she's not in it to win it. I don't understand the logic in it at all.
Mm-hmm. Sean Garner asking, does she beat Nia? I think, of course, there's no way you have Nia
absolutely
beat.
Unless like Raj's opinion of one of the things, not his opinion, but he threw out there, what happens if it's a double count out? I said, what happens if they both go through a table at the same time? Something weird like that can happen with the irresistible force against the immovable object. Something crazy happens and they're both knocked out, like Bobby Lashley and who was it? Miro.
Yeah.
That one time they went through the Titantron. Something weird like that could happen and they're both canceled.
Yeah. Veggie Gamer bringing up, so true. They're trying to build Jade as a pure babyface and it is too early. She's still an attraction.
Yes.
I hadn't thought about it like that until now.
No, we're not paying her to sell. I don't want to see. Mm-hmm. Come on, Jade. You can do this, girl. Come on. Let's go, Jade. Come on, guy next to me. Let's go, Jade. Hey, chick next to me. Let's go. Let's go, Jade. And start building out from the arena? No, no, no. I want to be incredibly, like, my head off my shoulders being exploded during her entrance. The bell rings. Pump kick to the mush. Deuces. Thanks for coming. 1, 2, 3. That's what I want to see.
Yeah. And there is this, there's this weird thing lately going on wrestling Twitter. I don't know if you've seen it, where people are like, this show had this many minutes of wrestling, and this show had this many minutes of wrestling.
Oh, God.
And it's like, if you listen to that, you're going to go bankrupt because the highest rated segments on Dynamite, which is AEW, which is more
talking segment, right?
Talking segments, the Christian always talking segment.
Bro, it will always be a talking segment. It will always be in any company. And here's my question. What happens if it's shitty wrestling? So if one show has 40 minutes of shitty wrestling and then like 20 minutes of really good wrestling, but maybe more promo time, which how do you decipher that then?
Right.
What idiot puts that, no offense, what idiot puts that out there trying to gaslight people like, oh, if they have more wrestling action, it's a better show. No, it's not. CM Punk proves it wrong with a friggin' torn tricep every flipping Monday Night Raw.
Yeah. And those promos make you excited for a match. Just throwing a cold match
out. Of course it does.
As opposed to these promos that get you excited for a match.
Yes.
That's wrestling. That's getting you excited for a match, whereas just having a match for the sake of having a match.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Our good friend Peter Bahi, kind of going a little off topic. How would you guys have booked Mercedes Moné's AEW run? I feel like she's missing something.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bro, I gotta be. I thought about this. I don't know. I don't know. Do you bring her as a heel? You paid her all that money. Would you put her in at first as a heel? Because that's what Tony's doing, whether he admits it or not. Whether he meant to do it or not is the better point. I don't think he meant to do it, but she's now come off as the heel because I'm sorry, guys. Whether you guys like Willow Nightingale or not, I'm sorry. She's one of the most lovable people.
Yeah,
like I've ever seen. I don't even know the girl. I don't know her at all, and I think she is so lovable, and I want to cheer for her. I want good things to happen for her. I don't know how to explain it any other way. I just do. Yeah. So why would you put her against her because of a work because of some marks go, ooh, she hurt her in New Japan. Oh, New Japan, New Japan, New Japan, New Japan. Oh, shit, we better put this on AEW because it's New Japan. You marks. Tony, you're such a mark. The majority of your crowd, yes, they know about New Japan. They do, mostly. But, like, you think every single person, especially the casuals that you're supposed to be, if you're halfway ass decent businessman, trying to attract the general audience, or the casuals, as people like to say, to watch your show, have a semblance of a flipping clue about her getting injured in New Japan? No, they don't. Nor do they know who did it. And she didn't even do it to her. It was an accident. It happened in the middle of the ring. This is like
Mercedes was climbing the ropes.
This would be like me coming off to do like my bicycle kick. And I tear my groin doing it. And I blame it on the guy that moved out of the way. Like, no, that's so stupid. So dumb.
Yeah, it's just been she was miscast as a babyface from the beginning, and then bringing her on TV months before she can actually wrestle. I see it. It was a desperate ratings ploy to kind of build that show up and
get a big name, very big name, Raj.
But Bischoff said something which I don't agree all the time with Bischoff, right. But he did say every time she cuts a promo, her value kind of goes down and down a little bit.
Is it just her? Hang on. Is it just her?
I think so.
Edge.
Oh yeah, Edge. I mean, Not. I meant with her in this Willow feud. I don't think that's Okada? The case. With Willow.
Okada.
Okada feels like a upper mid carder now.
Yeah. It drops every time he's on TV with them. Yeah. The only one that I can honestly say came from WWE and has increased is Christian.
Well, Tony Storm, if you count that, or in Swerve.
Yes. Yeah. Swerve. But hang on. I want to be clear. Those were not household names with WWE when they came there. I'm very specific here. Main event attractions that were with WWE and came to AEW. Yeah. Moxley, you can argue that. Yeah. Brian Daniel, whatever the frick his name is in this company. You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Really?
I think Danielson at his peak in WWE was higher than, had whole arenas going, yes, and it was starting all, they were doing it at the MLB parade, the championship parade and stuff.
And NCAA college football games, they were doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was a huge thing there.
It's true. It is true. I forgot that.
Yeah. Moxley, it depends on what your gauges are. Like, he was seen by way more people in WWE.
Yeah, that's true.
But he means more to AEW than he did to WWE.
Oh yeah, definitely. But again, it goes back to my argument from day one. Tony Giddey, a booker that has booked pro wrestling in the past and knows how to do it in the year 2024, because you really do need it badly. Sorry, because you have all these stars on your roster. There's no excuse for the numbers they're doing.
Who do you think that is? Like Scott D'Amore.
I think it's somebody we don't know, if I'm being sincere. I think it's a few people. I think it's people that we don't know because I'm so out of the loop with WWE or any of these companies, right? I'm old now. Mm-hmm. But maybe it's, three or four people that did a really good job that maybe were unheralded working for WWE that no longer are there, maybe, or maybe they pull them out of it. I don't know. But it's not just going to be one person. No, it's going to be like two or three people.
Yeah. Yeah, it is interesting that in signing Mercedes, Okada, and Will Ospreay was probably by far the cheapest of the three, and they're probably getting the most return.
Oh, yes.
So far, at least.
They definitely are.
Yeah. One thing we forgot to mention on the last podcast, the WrestleMania 41, it's the main event right now, kind of penciled in, according to The Observer, is The Rock versus Cody Rhodes, which we already kind of knew. But the step being it's The Rock's People's Championship
belt against
Cody Rhodes' belt.
That's so stupid. Why would he want the night he did that? Well, just so everyone knows what I'm talking about. The night that The Rock came out to say his C'est la vie to everybody, he's going back to Hollywood. And I feel your title, man. What? That was the biggest escape from everything they asked us to emotionally invest in for the last couple of months with Rock, with these barn burner promos, these these razor sharp promos, awesome rated R promos of just Barry and Cody, Mama Rhodes, and everybody to boot. It was great. All his promos were awesome. They were the best on social media for The Rock, but even on television. But then they come to the ring and just, hey, hold your title. Oh, wow, man. Like, that's so marky. And what's even bigger, markier is, I just made up that word. What's even markier is the fact that Cody would be even remotely interested in the People's Championship. What?
Right.
A homemade championship that was made by, you know, Muhammad Ali's family? No, it's not a real title. If you're going to shit on the FTW title, everybody, you have to shit on this title just the same. In fact, I would argue the FTW title has more historical significance thanks to Taz in the old ECW days.
Yeah.
The People's Championship. That's so dumb.
As Veggie Gamer is bringing up, the fans were chanting, "This is awkward," during that segment when they exchanged belts on Rock. And then Missy bringing up, "That was the creepiest thing I've seen Rock do ever." This is
those belts. Hey, man. Hey, man. Do me a favor. Can I hold that for a minute? Who does that? Come on, Rock. You're supposed to be cool.
I did love the "This is awkward" chance. That was unique. That was different. So that chant made it worth it.
Okay, it didn't work if the rumor mill is right in saying it's the made up, make believe Rock. You're special too. We're gonna give you your own title belt, you mark, to walk out to the ring calling it the People's Championship. And him raising it and all that stuff, that's so corny. And it makes him look like a complete mark for himself. It just does. He's the Rock. He don't need no title. He's the most famous human being on the planet Earth. He does not need a mock title belt. It's such a me too. Me too. Yeah. Me too. Look at me. I have a belt. I have a belt. I have a belt. Everybody, look. I have a title too. I'm important.
Nick Anicelli with the $1.99 super chat asking, do you see Hook going to NXT when he's a free agent?
When I picked up, that was free agent. Thank you, Nick. Why not? He's so young. Isn't he like 22 or 23?
Yeah.
He's young. He's young. He's athletic as hell. But let me ask you a question. Would NXT be willing to book him? That would be my argument. Is would they book him to be this monster, even though he's yay tall and yay big, like AEW does? Like, if I'm him, I don't know how I'd feel about that. Depends on how much money he's making.
I mean, there is still a size thing in WWE, even though it's the Triple H era. Right. Still, if you look larger than life, like a Roman Reigns or Brock Lesnar, Gunther, you're getting
a better chance.
It's not a disadvantage, right?
No, of course not. And then, because it comes down to one thing, and it always will come down to this one thing. I don't care what any internet mark says. When people are clicking through the channels, and again, it's not you, Mr. and Mrs. Internet Mark, that either any of these companies are counting on as part of their ratings, because you're coming to the dance no matter what. They could crap. They could piss in your cornflakes. You're still going to come back and watch AEW and WWE. You're going to always come back. So what I'm talking about is get the casuals. When the casuals clicking through the channels or going through their different streams or going on scrolling through social media, and they see a Drew McIntyre pop out there, like, holy shit, this dude looks like he got F shop up. Who is this guy? So that's got his action. Let me learn more about him. Oh, he's on Raw? Okay, I'm going to check this out. Versus Ilya Dragon, whatever his name is, which is not going to do that for you.
Right.
I'm just being honest.
But he chops hard.
Oh, so the part where I give the guy my chest and say, tee off on me, brother.
I enjoy Ilya Dragunov's matches. We're kidding. We're joking, of course. Although there is a little hint of truth to us joking. this is an interesting point from T Smitty 3000 with the $5 super chat. Thank you, T Smitty, as always. Ooh. Good friend of the show.
Yeah, he is.
He says AEW signs talent, WWE under Triple H invests in talent. WWE has made Tama Tonga into a star. It is early on that, but we will see. But they are doing a great job with him so far.
He's a star.
And And who had Jade as a huge baby face on their bingo?
That's the one. That's the biggest. The hit a lot of good points here. That's the biggest point he's making right now. He's right. I never would have predicted that in a trillion years. That big jacked as F, Jade Cargill, right, comes into there and is a baby face. Never would I, because all of her best promos are her. Even she's a face. Watch her mannerisms walking to the ring. She can't resist herself. She cannot help herself but to talk ish into the camera. That's why I love her. That's why I love her so much. But like she is, and she's extremely over babyface. He's right. I would not have predicted that. That's a very good call. Seriously, T. Smitty, good call.
And then Peter Bahi with a $2 super chat saying, Matt, acknowledge Solo as the tribal leader.
I refuse to. I am acknowledging Jacob Fatu as my tribal leader.
There we go. And Dark Knight saying Ilya versus Ilya Dragunov versus Jay is a tricky one. Perhaps Drew cost Jay. Jay's winning. Jay's not losing.
Ilya Dragunov? Again. Wait, Dark Knight. No, brother. No, this is a matter of that. Jay is insanely over, selling tons of t-shirts, tons of merch.
And that's one of the coolest entrances in a long time.
No. He made, which we've never seen before. We've never seen the hard camera shake ever. Ever. Come on, man. I know about just such friends. Does it really matter? Okay, touche. But come on, he is an upper echelon top main event. You'd say it or not, it's a real thing now. Babyface for WWE. Hey, no way in hell Ilya Dragunov is beating him.
Yeah, I hope that the cell phone bobbing thing catches on more in the U.S. because that was just the coolest thing I've ever seen.
I mean, I've never seen it vibrate the floor enough in an arena. Do you know how hard that is to do in an arena?
Yeah.
In an arena. By the way, those hard cameras, they're not just on like the arena floor. They're on these platform boxes that are supposed to absorb if there's lots of like vibrations in the building that day. Right. Like, and they still didn't work.
Yeah. That do you see during the AJ Styles Cody Rose match where it's just like you see it like just same bobbing
thing.
Up and down.
Same thing.
It's so crazy.
Oh, I was really, really excited.
Yeah, my wife was watching, you know, was coming in and out, and she was like, are they shaking the camera? Why are they shaking the camera? I'm like, they're not shaking the camera. That is the fans. It was just one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
You didn't tell it was Vince Russo Crash TV?
I did not. My wife and I have had dinner with Vince Russo.
I know. Like, before. That's why I asked.
Crash TV. But another thing that came out is we talked about TNT possibly losing the NBA.
Right.
Now it comes out that WBD might be going after Amazon's rights to the NBA because they can't match NBC. So Amazon has bid $1.8 billion for some games. And, but if WBD tries to match it, this is not a case where they match it and that's it. Amazon could come up with a bigger offer. So I just don't see anything happening.
So, but now the more I watch our podcast back, I always try to watch it when we're like later on that night, just to see if there's anything I can improve upon. Right. And one thing we were talking about was this TV rights deal. And I should have picked up on it quicker, but if they don't sign the if they have no NBA at all, doesn't it make it much better and easier for them to definitely sign AEW to a nice contract?
I don't think they well to sign them to a nice contract, they lose a ton of money and carry
other sport,
right?
What's other sports gonna be?
Well, they got the NHL, which only gets ratings from May to June. But I mean, that's the thing, is that the station basically becomes a dead station if they lose the NBA.
Okay, even more reason
because TNT AEW. Had. And TNT doesn't even have Dynamite. They have Rampage, which is a dead show. And then Collision, which, you know, is not that far off from Rampage. So, I mean, they could always move Dynamite to TNT. What's up?
Bro, what are those numbers like, the Friday night and Saturday night shows?
So, Friday night is around the 300 to 400 mark. And Collision is, you know, 450-ish, like in that range, okay. 400 to 500,000 viewers. And not necessarily knocking them dead. Now, they could always, Dynamite obviously started off on TNT. They could always move it back. They can't do it on Wednesdays. It would have to be a different night. It's just a weird year because you got, we don't know officially, they haven't said Raw is going to stay on Monday nights on Netflix. SmackDown's going to stay on Friday nights on USA. It makes no sense for USA to keep SmackDown on Friday nights. They're spending more money. They're spending $250 million on it a year. You would want that on the night that gets the most viewers if I'm USA. That is the, you know, and Netflix, their thing is subs. So it doesn't really matter as much what night Raw is on.
Can I tell you a secret, Raj?
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a shit about the TV shows at all. At all. I'm sitting here thinking, if those are Chappelle fans, Ashley Larry. I'm just being honest. The only thing that interests me is, what does it mean for like AEW? Is it screw them over, getting a new deal? And that's about it.
And that is the thing. It could possibly screw them over. So hopefully it doesn't. We'll see. If they get the NBA rights, I could see it screwing over AEW because there's not a lot of realistic options out there. You got FX maybe with Disney. I don't see ESPN happening. If they go to ESPN2 or ESPN+, that's a weak station.
They're not going to touch Tony Khan with a 10-foot pole after his awesome performance with the neck break, but I'll digress.
Right. And then FS1, which FS1 is weak. There's no like strong station AEW to go to. So
ain't wrong on that.
Best thing is for them to stay on TNT and TBS.
Yes, sir.
Our friend Missy with the 1999 super chat. Thank you so much, Missy. Off topic streamer. I watched, did a toy hunt in Florida and said the best store for wrestling figures in all of Florida is the Acme in Longwood, Florida. Congrats, Matt, doing something right as mayor.
She ain't lying. Acme is the best. So I go there for my comic books. I'm a big comic book dork, baseball card, football card, basketball card collector as well. But also my wrestling figure collection too. She's not lying. It's a great, I can't even call it a hidden treasure because people come from all over to hit us up in there in Longwood to visit Acme. And it's got one of the coolest, like, my opinion at least, one of the coolest like setups of like when you drive past it, you know this is a comic book store. You have to see all these superheroes on the outside of their windows and walls and their paint job. It looks so freaking cool. So thank you, Missy, for saying that. Yay.
That's really cool. And it's cool because those kind of stores feel like they're harder and harder to come by.
They are. Oh my God, they are. Yes.
Yeah. Antonio Baker bringing up, can only hope for Amazon or CBS for AEW if they get dropped by TNT and TBS. CBS won't do it for CBS proper. No. Maybe Paramount Plus or something. Oh, Amazon, I could definitely see.
Sure. Yeah, me too.
And then Missy also saying he came from the UK and said he's never been to a better store for wrestling.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
This is in Longwood?
Yeah, Acme. Don't say it that way with a question mark at the end of it. Say it with an exclamation mark. Of course it's from Longwood.
I mean, this is from Longwood.
Thank you, Raj. Missy, thank you. That's awesome. Great plug because it's a great store. Great store owner is very passionate about what he does. So thank you.
Yeah.
I can't wait to text him that I just read that. So thank you.
And thank you guys as always for tuning in. Really, we appreciate it. Please hit the like button. Please subscribe. Also, we're trying to get our social media accounts going. We started, we're on Instagram at Gigantic Pop. So please follow us on Instagram. We really do appreciate it. We're trying to build those up and we're going to try to do specific things for each one, but definitely take a second and check us out on those platforms. And thank you so much again, like, subscribe. Today was completely last minute. So you hit that notification and you'll get those updates on when we're going to go live, and also follow us on Twitter. Cause anytime we're going to do one of these impromptu podcasts, we put it on here on YouTube. And then we also send out a tweet from our Gigantic Pop at Gigantic Pop Twitter account. So follow us on there and you'll get all the updates. So again, thank you so much for joining, Matt. Any closing words?
Not at all. You hit the nail on the head. Thank you. Good. Thank you to all you that did the super chat tonight. or today rather. And again, he hit the nail on the head. Keep hitting that subscribe button for those who haven't done it yet. Please hit the like button. Please leave a comment in there, no matter what it is. And we'll try to do our best to comment back. Hopefully you guys see us responding to you guys in there. Because I do respond to y'all, then I go back and check it later, and none of y'all responding. So if you put a comment in there, check it out, because there's a big chance that me and Raj probably will respond to you. So please, we like this community that we're building here amongst us all as being friends together. Keep it coming, please.
And thank you all again. And we'll catch you again sometime in the next few days, definitely by next Friday. So keep it tuned in here on Gigantic Pop, and we'll catch you again next time. Thank you. My screen froze up. Can you tell if it's...
Yeah, it's still recording.
All right. Yeah, I'm totally... Am I frozen on your end, or can you see me?
No, you're frozen.
Okay.
I wonder, are you using your phone or using the computer?
This the camera is on my phone, but...
I think if you swipe off of it, it will shut it off altogether. We just swipe off right now.
All right.
You still there? All righty then. Bye, guys, if you're still watching. Thank you. Subscribe. Thank you.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.